Welcome back again. This is Luca Mino. Welcome back to Luca's World. I hope everybody's doing good. The waves through cyberspace are sure showing up, so that means we can still communicate. And that's one thing I don't understand. I don't understand why they haven't cut us off with the internet or anything like that yet, because they could, and they probably will. But anyway, we're going to savor every single minute and every second and every nanosecond that we have together. I'm coming back to you again with my Sony MDR V6 headphones on my head and a beautiful Marantz microphone. You know, in a time that I prayed for this for a long time, you know, to be able to be in a spot where I can just share, not teach, but share what I know. This is what it's all about. First, my disclaimer for people who haven't heard it, and if you have, I'm glad, that means you're following me. The disclaimer comes from something I heard about Socrates. Someone comes up to Socrates in his day and says, "Oh, have I got to tell you a story about your..." And Socrates raises his hand. He says, "No, it has to go through three sieves first." I guess I was corrected. I've always taught it. I've always learned it through sieves, three sieves. But it's, you know, the stuff that you put the noodles through to strain the water. Strainers, if you want. He says it has to go through three of those. Telling the story quickly. Truth, if it's useful, and if it's necessary. And none of the three work for this guy. So he says, okay, well, if it's none of those three, why are you bothering telling me? So I wanted to take that and make it my disclaimer, saying that if it's not true to the best of my ability, if it's not useful to you, and if it's not necessary, I'm not even going to bother, or I won't. And that's a promise, because we're both wasting time in that case. I want to start with a prayer today. I don't know how much time I'm going to have if the callers start calling, which I hope they do. Yeah, we're going to do that very quickly with the numbers first. 512-248-8252. Hopefully close to the first break, just to let me get this stuff out. And the 1-800 number is 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to start with a prayer. In Montreal, in the 70s, someone got pushed off of the bridge and died. And this was an altercation. He was caught. The person who shoved her off was caught and convicted. The only child of older parents, okay? And everybody goes, yeah, 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 you know, it happens every day, okay? Well, the parents end up going to visit him in jail. And besides praying for him, they pardoned him, they forgave him, so that they could have peace. Okay, that's what being Christian is all about. In parentheses, that's what spirituality, not religion, is all about. So that they could have peace. I forgive you so that I'm not chained to that for the rest of my life. And they even helped him secure his sentence. In other words, get less of a sentence. And they helped him get out, long story short. And he's been thanking them ever since. And I know that to be true. Until the time when I left Canada, of course, which was 2012, I believe. Before we get to the callers, my prayer continues with Mom. And, you know, people want to talk about, you know, Tyre Nichols. Okay, well, you know, you want to talk about, the only thing I'm going to say about Tyre Nichols this morning is, quote, "You're a disgrace to your families, to your own families, for what you did. But you know what? I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray for your families, because at the end of the day, this sort of thing should never have happened." Unquote. That's Mom. That's Tyre's mom. You know why? She's forgiving him. She's forgiving what happened, and she's praying for those police officers, because if she doesn't, she knows she's going to be chained to that. See, and that's why she was, I'm so glad she did that too, you know, calling out for peace and, you know, peaceful protest, or, you know, anybody that gets violent, it's not about Tyre and it's not about the family. It's about something else, right? And we know what that is. And tip of the hat for Fox News for coming out with the word Soros. Finally, you know, they do it every once in a while on Tucker. He slips out with it. But George Soros is not a name that comes by Fox News very often. And there's a reason for that, because he's behind, he's the billionaire behind all of this stuff, behind all the money. Ferguson, Baltimore, all this stuff, having bricks laid up so that, you know, so that you can protest better. Where did those BLM huge Greyhound buses, you know, the $200,000-$300,000 buses each come from? Anyway, we, you know, most of the people that are paying attention know the story, okay? We have two callers. Sam, I think we should go for the clip first, because if we don't do this clip, this is a joke between Sam, my producer, and I, because we've been pushing this clip back for 3 weeks now, if it's not more. So without further ado, we want to talk about racism in this clip, and there's a reason for that, and then we'll get to the callers afterwards. If you don't, if you please, Steve, Sam.
Good evening, board. I'd like to begin my comments tonight by reading a quote, which in essence is the genesis of all of this Black Lives Matter, social justice, CRT conversations we're having in our country today. Quote, "I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color," close quote. Colin Kaepernick, August 2016. I am the direct descendant of the North American slave trade. Both my parents are black. All four of my grandparents are black. All eight of my great-grandparents, all 16 of my great-greats. On my mother's side, my ancestors were enslaved in Alabama. On my father's side, we were enslaved in Texas. I am not oppressed. I'm not oppressed, and I'm not a victim. I'm neither oppressed nor a victim. I travel all across this country of ours. And I check into hotels, and I fly commercially, and I walk into retail establishments, and I order food in restaurants. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, literally from coast to coast. I have three children. They are not oppressed either, although they are victims. I've taught my children they are victims of three things: their own ignorance, their own laziness, and their own poor decision making. That is all. My children, we are not victims of America. We are not victims of some unseen 190-year-old force that kind of floats around in the ether. Putting critical race theory into our classrooms is taking our nation in the wrong direction. Racism in America would by and large be dead today if it were not for certain people and institutions keeping it on life support. And sadly, very sadly, one of those institutions is the American education system. I can think of nothing more damaging to a society than to tell a baby born today that she has grievances against another baby born today simply because of what their ancestors may have done two centuries ago. There is simply no point in doing that to our children, and putting critical race theory into our classrooms in part does that. Putting critical race theory into our classrooms is not combating racism, it's fanning the flames of what little embers are left. I encourage you to support this resolution. Let racism die the death it deserves, and let's keep living the life of the country that we want. Thank you.
There you go. How about that one? How about that one for Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon? I will get to the LGBTQ plus Americans after the callers. Sorry to keep you waiting. Very, very sorry to keep you waiting. Mike from Kentucky, you're on Lucas World. Good morning.
Yes, yes. Good morning. That clip helps to make it a good morning, but I guess I'm afternoon now, although the sun is super low in the sky. And that's what I wanted to talk about. The last two shows had mentioned couple of things. I think you did. You get through on the last show? I heard him call for you, but I didn't get to. I think the phones got mixed up a little bit. But what was his name? Edgerton, H.K. Edgerton. Do you remember hearing about him? The head of the NCAA in Asheville, North Carolina.
No, nope, I guess I researched him.
okay, he found out that some of his ancestors had actually fought for the South. He looked into the situation, and I don't know if that was a catalyst for him having a falling out with the ACLU, but this black fella donned a Confederate uniform and marched across Dixie from Asheville to Austin, Texas. I think his van broke down in Georgia. It's an interesting story to see the pictures of those guys that are actually black fellows celebrating or observing and respecting their Southern heritage with that with those flags. I think when they took down the Son of Sam statue there on one of them campuses where they had a big protest, and he went there and did interviews with the media. It totally got suppressed, though. You can find them on YouTube unless they're further suppressing them. But, you know, it's no big surprise that Americans can be so easily propagandized, because a lot of them just get through school, you know, regurgitate what they're told.
Yeah.
I found a textbook from the 70s, and I still have a firm offer that if I could get my American history book from the 7th and 8th grade, it was a tan or sage-colored book that had a fake woven cloth cover. I'm fairly sure I was nerdy enough to read in 1979 or 80, whenever that was. I read the Constitution, and it only had the first paragraph of the 14th Amendment. It didn't have anything. I remember being so shocked in about 1992 when I'd gotten all the way through college and was working at there was this whole paragraph about you cannot question the national debt, and I thought, what the? You know, whenever the government uses money to suppress insurrection, that money that they spend cannot even be questioned. And what an economic incentive to foment insurrection.
Mm-hmm. This is all it's been. This is all it's been about. It's all been about money and power, and they're inventing all the things that go wrong. Like Julian Assange said, you know, the FBI is creating most of these false flag events and terror events as a part of their business model. This is what they do. The CIA and the FBI do this around the world. I have a joke that says the CIA is kind of worldwide and the FBI is local, you know?
Well, the FBI increasingly goes overseas, but what I wanted to mention is the Americans can be so propagandized during the COVID. They had people scared to death to go out to the playgrounds with their children.
Yeah.
And, the first show talked about research into light and its benefits. And then the last guy that you had on that was on the last hour talked about, I think he had the details a little bit mixed up, but as far as what science has observed in the microscope with light when certain things come together. But they so scared people that they wouldn't go out in the sun. And, of course, they've been propagandizing against that for causing
especially,
cancer.
Sunglasses are what causes cancer. Skin cream is what causes cancer. They're trying absolutely everything. But we have another caller. I mean, is there anything else you wanted to add before we go very quickly?
Well, I just wanted to mention that we have a sector, a large sector of the population is easily swayed to defy their own common sense. I mean, dogs are smart enough, even on a day like today when the sun is low in the sky, you'll see them sunning their belly. And they will get some vitamin D from that. Cats just like the heat, but they have to have vitamin D in their food. But we can observe some in nature that have more sense than a lot of people because of that little tail light vision. They will believe that, oh, I shouldn't take my children out in the sunshine.
How do they say that? Common sense is a flower that doesn't grow in every garden.
Yeah. All right, Luca. Thanks for taking my call so early.
Thank you very much. You have a good day. We go to Jim in New York. How you doing this morning? You're on Luca's World. Is Jim from New York there? Drum roll, please. I should actually have a drum roll going on. It says Jim from New York on line 3.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
How are you, Luca?
Good, very well. Trying to get through stuff. Oh, boy, there's so much to share this morning.
Yeah. Well, the previous caller mentioned that the CIA is mainly overseas. Now, most of the CIA's actions are within the United States, domestic. Almost everything you see on TV is fake. Now the media is playing up this Tyre Nichols case.
Yeah, and you know what? Did you see what they were doing? They're trying to play with fire, or unless there's a really important reason, but I dare say this, they let the video go to the public in the late afternoon, early evening, you know? And, like, why not play it at 8 o'clock in the morning when you have the whole day, when people have the whole day to, you know, to digest everything? No. They do it right before, you know, sundown and, you know, the night and all this stuff. No. I think there's something behind that myself, but that's me.
No, you're absolutely right, and that's because they release this when they want to. Because I'm guessing it's another fake. It's another psyop.
Well, we can't talk too quickly, but I'll tell you, there are probably and surely some frames that we're not seeing. You know, and they have so much time to do this. Now, all of a sudden, it's the Paul Pelosi video. Oh, how long have they had to play with that? You know, why not instantly? Right?
Yes.
It's such a joke. And then everybody gets caught up in it. And yeah.
Well, because the media tells them to get caught up on it. It's like the George Floyd case. I don't believe he was ever killed. I think, you know, him and the officer, they both worked at the same nightclub.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
That's too big a coincidence. Mike, yeah. I think they're both agents or assets of the CIA. And it was all...
See, do you know what? There's a little child from the 10th grade that was asked what he thought of the Challenger accident. He didn't even flinch. First thing he said, there's probably nobody in it, and those people are probably taken to do secret experiments or probably taken to do, you know, some operations that nobody should know about.
Yes.
In high school.
Well,
that's what an awake child thinks, not woke.
Yes.
Not
a lot of times children are more intuitive and can see the BS that adults can't. So I assume anything on that the TV is playing up is fake. I assume that because, you know, they're lawsuits. If you go after a real family or a real person, they're subject to lawsuits. But if you fake it and everyone's in on it, then there's no lawsuits. But, you know, the clip you played on critical race theory, you know, I'm for a discussion on critical race theory.
Yeah.
In the sense, but an honest discussion. Now, there was just a college student at Louisiana State University this week who was raped by blacks and then wandering the streets. She got hit by a car. And can you hold me? I hear the music.
Oh, I guess we got music going. Sorry, when you get back, stay with us. This is Lucas World. I guess the music is important. We'll be back.
Elects people who can't quote their own founding documents. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, just in case you ever need to use your Second Amendment right to bear arms. We all had fun with President Biden having a little brain fart quoting the Declaration of Independence. You know, the thing. Well, last weekend, Vice President Harris did something far more sinister. She intentionally left out life in listing our unalienable rights. Clearly, she did this because she was speaking to a pro-abortion group, but that doesn't explain her first omission. The second, before omitting life as an unalienable right to pander to the crowd, she left out God to create the new progressive version of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Our rights do not come from an all-powerful government, and that is what makes the United States the greatest nation in the history of the world. We are doomed to tyranny if we allow our politicians to forget or ignore that. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is the time when my producer lets me ride this wave like I'm surfing. It literally feels like it. And talk some more laws from government and things that are going on. It's pretty scary stuff. We talked about racism. We talked about CRT. We talked about all this stuff. And people are asking why. Well, the people that have done the research aren't really asking. They don't have to. But most people that don't really know or don't have time to research, and that's why these shows are on RBN, they're asking, like, why? What's going on? And there's our president from the Hill, right? Quote, "For our LGBTQ plus Americans, let's finally get Bipartisan Equality Act to my desk. The onslaught of state laws targeting transgender Americans and their families is wrong," you know? And then he says, "As I said last year, especially to our younger transgender Americans, I will always have your back as your president so you can be yourself and reach your God-given potential," unquote. And I'm going, what? Oh, that's right, because we got drag queens now in schools. And pardon me if I'm blunt, but this part is a little graphic. Okay, so you have a drag queen set up with drag queens that are sitting down in their suits, and they're basically men with women outfits with, you know, really weird turquoise stuff and you know, decorations all over the place. And women are pretty well dressed up to look like men if you look hard enough. And there's one guy who's sitting there with what looks like a penis that he has between his legs, and there's a child next to him. And he's smiling with his hand up in the air going, you know, isn't this cool? You know, this is where it's at. So I took that meme and I wrote, this is what they are doing. The destruction of all natural life, the destruction of the family, the confusion of the sexes, replacing education with filth and perversion. How many times have I said that? That's the protocols of Zion, craché, as they would say in French. It's exactly what it is. It's, you're looking at the protocols of Zion. Actually, what you're looking at is what tried to grab a hold of Hitler's Germany in the 20s and 30s when, okay, so that's between 1870 and 1920. The first pornographic movies were made. The first filth, the first homosexual movies were made in that time. Hitler kicked them out. He kicked the Rothschilds out. He kicked the Zionists out, the Freemasons. The book burnings were about the filth and perversion that you see today, that I'm speaking to you of now. This is what the truth is. So now we're encouraging it. Oh, okay, so he's going to pay, the American government is going to pay for your child's sex change operations or transgender operations, as you want to call it, whatever, right? It's, we never spoke about any of this before. Why now? These, quote, changes, unquote, these gender changes, the sex confusion at an early age, hello, nude couples in schools, gather around, children. We're going to show you the positions. No, this is, you know, and another big one that I'm going to be talking about is erasing the family, because that's another protocol of the Zionists. It's all there. Ending the family unit, ending private property. Hence, you will own nothing and you will be happy, right? They're throwing us cues all over the place. And I'm just going to be brutally honest. And on the last show, they were talking about eggs and the problem with eggs. I'll be speaking about that too when we come back after the, you know, short break. And it's just, you know, I want to talk about the preps for war as well when we come back, because that's a real big one. I'm seeing a lot of stuff happening that I really, I'm not comfortable with at all. And hopefully we can talk about different things in the native world, maybe our soul that doesn't want to conform. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about Hitler on the other side as well, because if you don't know your past, you're not going to know what's going on today. And I want to reiterate about Soros, because I'm really, really happy to see that, even though they're not saying everything, but they're basically explaining how big people with big bucks have total control over what's going on and how they just want to flood America with, you know, culturally, they want to flood it. And the open borders is a really big part of it. And then you have Soros and others. It's funny, we don't talk about the Koch brothers either. K-O-C-H. Don't talk about them anymore. I wonder why, you know? But I have a writing. Maybe before the break I can throw this in, because this is a writing that I did about BlackRock. Okay, so you have the BlackRock meeting that you're in. This is fictitious. It's something I wrote, but I want to say it anyway. After hearing them speak about the importance of the flow of money, the reliability of the process, and how to protect your money, at question period, somebody stands up and says, no, I won't be a part of it, because the life of money comes to the
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You know what? Money is a big one. Let me just finish my BlackRock story, my fictional story, before I go to the callers. We have Kathleen that's waiting very patiently. So there's a BlackRock meeting about money and stuff, right? And at question period, a gentle, mild-mannered man gets up, and he asks a question. He says, "Excuse me, sir," and the microphone comes up to him. He says, "What is there in life if there's no money?" And the guy falls right into his trap. He proudly comes up to the microphone. He says, "Without money," looking around the room as an exaggeration to get, you know, some attention from him. He says, "There is nothing without money. There is no life." To which everybody applauded, right? And then when the applause fades out, he's still standing. He answers. He says, "Well, I'm a spiritual person, and that's exactly why my spirit wants nothing to do with this conference or BlackRock or anything like it." And then you start seeing the security guards from the back start walking towards him. "Because to me, you're all wrong. Life starts when the money runs out. Life will start for many of you," turning around, looking at the audience, "when the money will run out. But none of you will know what to do. And some of you will." And before you know it, there's three security guards on him that come up to him. Two from the front, one from the back. One from the front. with guns, right, while they're walking. They sternly and literally pick him up and carry him out. So much for that. That's what happens when you tell the truth. Kathleen, you're on Lucas World. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, hello. Oh, you're still there in my poor Jim, are you?
Okay.
Oh, and we've got Kathleen, too. Jim has been waiting. I'm so sorry.
Can you hear me?
Kathleen, just a second. We're going to go to Jim and ask him forgiveness for having held on that long. I didn't know you were still on, Jim. Do you have anything you want to share with us real quick before you go?
I'm sorry, Jim.
I'll just have one more point. But again, this Tyree Nichols, I'll try to make it short and let Kathleen... But yeah,
don't make it short.
But they're blacking out the LSU girl raped by blacks who then wandered the streets and was hit by a car. So, you know, your media, they black out crimes by blacks, and then they play up this Tyree Nichols, which I think is fake. But, you know, real quick, people... They get more mad at people like me pointing it out, the black crime problem.
Well, you know what? I think this time it's not black crime because there's nothing racial about what happened, because it's black on black, and everybody knows that, and that's why there wasn't that much protest, and they came down hard on the punishment. So I really don't want to go into racial stuff, because there's really nothing about race to begin with. It's all
right.
Government making us angry and hitting on everybody.
Right. Well, I'll let Kathleen take over, and you have a wonderful weekend.
You too, and thank you for calling. My apologies to him for having him kept on so long like that. Kathleen, how are you doing?
Hey, Luca.
What's up with you? How can we make your day better?
Luca, can you hear me?
I sure can.
I wanted to tell you, I always enjoy your show, and you always sound great. Today, I could hear your clip very clearly. Jim was perfect, and Mike, but you sound like you are on speakerphone in a metal room. It's terrible. So I just wanted to tell you that. Very difficult to hear you. Although your clip and your guests sound great.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I'm sure that people like you who it's meant to be for will be able to hear it. There might be technical issues. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I thought
Take
the producer
care, Luca.
Would let me know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, my dear. Well, if there are technical issues, please forgive us. I wanted to talk about prepping for war, because this is all they want, and they want what's the word? Perpetual war. There it is. And I'm just going to second what Stephen Douglas Whitener said on his show before me. Imagine countries being like little children, the heads of the countries, like little children that have to obey their parents, or else they suffer the consequences, the sanctions or reprisal, right? Imagine somebody like, let's just say Rothschild for now, up above with the strings, controlling them. They're wards of the Rothschild enterprise. They're placed there by the powers that be. This moron of a Trudeau, okay? He's placed there. He looks like he's more trying to be, wannabe Islamic, something or other, or Muslim. I'm not sure what it is. Every time I see him, he's dressed up with the Muslim outfit. So, maybe that's got something to do with taking out the Aryan race in Canada, taking out the Aryan race in Europe, taking out the Aryan, I don't like to use the word white, but that's what that is. That's what they did with Hitler. No, we can't have that. No, too much of a proud race, too many morals. No, can't have that. That's got to go, okay? They did the same thing, people, with the Indian Act in 1876. If you check out the Indian Act in Canada, it's exactly the same thing. They were treated as wards of the state. Okay, and this is how they get away with it. Meanwhile, as of today, every, quote, child, unquote, of the children who know their duties and their sworn loyalties, and yes, indeed, these are, you know, it's play by play. America, okay, Biden approves sending 31 Abrams tanks, designed over, four, what was it, 40 years old or something, to Ukraine. Germany says, well, geez, you know, okay, we're aiming to quickly establish two battalions with Leopard 2 tanks for Ukraine and initially provide 14 Leopard 2 tanks from its own inventory. And I'm watching this play, and I'm going, okay. And there's John Kirby. I have to throw this in before the next caller. I'm so glad I've got callers today. John Kirby comes on in a short briefing, and he says he's going to, this Patriot missile battery, there's training going on in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Well, my best friend from another mother knows all about the Patriot missile battery, folks. $1.1 billion cost, 90 to 100 people to operate it, and it's flawed, you asked? You want to hear a joke? This thing took down, it was taking down more of our planes than enemy missiles, including a B-52 or two. You know how much they cost? We ended up saying no thank you to the Patriot missile because it's the biggest disaster in the military, and they know it. It's considered the big joke and refuse by insiders. And I may as well throw this in before the caller about Mike Pompeo, too. You know, there's a joke about Mike Pompeo. Why is he always on Fox News now? I have Fox News because I like to know what I'm being lied about. But he's always on. It's always Mike Pompeo. So you know what? I'm going to call him the liar, the cheat, and the thief, because that's what he is. Very quickly, as CIA director, quote, we lied, we cheated, and we stole. Hell, we had entire courses. Unquote. And he's laughing, telling that to kids. It sounded like university students or something. So every time I see him, and I'll tell him it to his face, he's a liar. Just like Colin Powell waving the anthrax vial in Congress, remember? That was what we gave to Saddam. We gave him a weaponized version of anthrax. Thank you. So every time I see Pompeo now, I'm going to call him a liar, a cheater, and a thief. Francis from North Carolina, you're on Lucas World. How are you doing?
Hey, young man. Two quick points. One, the speech or lecture that you did a snippet on, and they're addressing a group or conference or whatever people about ethnicity, racism, and so forth. If you don't have that on the site, I would love to see it on the site so I can actually listen to it at a later time, because that was priceless.
I will either send it to you personally, or you can go on the RBN Archive website and download this show, and you'll have it. Either way you'd like to go, I'm really glad, because most people don't understand it. This is all...
It's
pre-organized, it's pre-engineered, it's enough to drive you nuts.
it was a riot, for that matter, because it says so much, it's not even silly. As for the military armament and so forth regarding that, to the Ukraine and so forth, I'm not sure if people actually have thought about speaking up about this, but you realize that the money has been dished out and the military arms have been dished out. What it would do for here in the States and making the U.S. a priceless, shiny jewel here in the U.S., I mean, we would not have any issues that we have right now because of the fact that the money is being wasted. And who knows where it's actually going to, for that matter, because they say about, well, we're sending arms because so-and-so wants it. Excuse me. How about what the people in the U.S. need over want? How about that? I mean, a lot of people are quiet about it, and they just go about, you know, well, that's the way things are. No, that's not how I handle my life. Life is very precious. Life does not wait on politics, money, hate, greed, and fear. Life doesn't wait on any of that stuff.
That's what Satan lives on.
Is it what now?
That's what Satan lives on. That's what Satan wants. As a matter of fact, we have a new statue, a demonic-looking statue placed on the New York City courthouse. A woman with kind of a ram type of a look to her head with horns. Yeah. You can see that on the RBN website, too. So, you know, everything you just mentioned, it's all anti-life, anti-love. It's patriarchy. They're trying to destroy America from within.
Well, it's gotten ridiculous, and people need to snap out of their stupor. And it, yeah. I don't care how much coffee you drink, you're not going to wake up. Dare I say you have to break through the matrix, even though I had my reservation. I mean, it's a fantastic film. But I have my reservations about what was the true meaning behind the Matrix films. After all, the Wachowski siblings, as they're called now, were both men, and they wouldn't change their sex. And so I'm like, okay, so who really paid for them to change their sex? The American people that bought the film? Or they got funded by somebody else? I don't think so. So,
you know what I think? I think that the powers that be, call them the Committee of 300, because that's a lot better than calling them just the Rothschilds. But the people, the powers that be up on top, they always, according to their satanic religion, as I understand it, they have to tell us what they're doing. The Georgia Guidestones was telling us what they were doing. A movie came out in August 2001 on CNN. A one-hour presentation of a movie slamming into a building. Like they're having fun with this, right? The upside-down numbers on a police car that day. Oh, 943 something or other. That means something to somebody who's really good with numbers. It's fascinating. So this is what the Matrix was. Hey, guys, this is what we're doing to you. We're going to birth people in a laboratory without sex. You watch. Oh, yeah. Everything in there. It's disgusting. And I started catching on when Steven Spielberg did Schindler's List. And then there was, and then we have Israeli high-level people as producers or helping produce the movies. JFK assassination. Oh, Schindler's List. Okay, I get it. Yeah, look up Arnon Milchan. Arnon Milchan is Israeli producer, high-level.
Well, there's a connection between the District of Criminals and Hollywood, for that matter. So no, I don't put anything past, for that matter. As far as what the Rothschilds are doing, yes, either within the family or the Rothschilds, and there was another family tie as well. I'm trying to remember what the name of it is. But they are basically using the world as a chessboard.
Yeah.
And who... And trying to see who can do the most damage to who, and depending on where they do it. So until the people stand up and say, okay, enough of this, I'm not taking this anymore. I refuse.
My instinct is telling me a whole lot worse than that. I can see them, and I wish I could share this hieroglyph with one Egyptian figure and one reptilian holding one hand, and waging war on everybody else underneath them with strings. And then the one person that catches those strings plays with people underneath him. This is what they do, right? They're playing war. And I'm so glad we're talking about that, because that's my next segment to finish the show. It's all about war. And we're going to talk about the five women CEOs who run the world. Really?
Well, mind you that they thrive off of that because war is money to them.
Yeah.
Period. So and with that being said, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my Corona and the variants.
You're not fair to say that. You're going to have to send it to me by cyberspace. It could get messy.
Uh-oh.
Anything coconut, I absolutely love. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for segueing me into this. Ladies and gentlemen, quote, at the start of 2019, four of America's top defense companies will be led by women, unquote. Okay, so somebody from Northrop Grumman steps down by the name of Wes Bush, and he announces that somebody by the name of Kathy Warden is coming up. Okay, Kathy Warden helped leadership roles in General Dynamics before joining Northrop. As CEO, she'll join three other high-profile women leading the U.S. defense industry. So here they are. I set this up for you guys. I've done this a few years ago, but I had to do it again because it's so sickening and it's so relevant because on TLBtalk.com, where I go for everything, I just saw something about Raytheon this morning. And Roger Landry, who's, you know, right up there, you know, helping us with TLB Talk, and he actually developed it. He worked for Raytheon for I don't know how many years, okay? So everything comes together, and we're going to share all that right after the break. This is Lucas World for the last segment.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
World, that song you're listening to or you just heard, I was playing on the drums with two violin players that were surrounding me. It was really cool. It's Acadian music from Acadia in New Brunswick, Canada, where I spent a good number of years, 20 years or so or more. We were talking about war before the break, and I'd like to take a second to just explain something. U.S. weapons manufacturers enjoy soaring profits, right? You know, while we have a pandemic, you know. Also, thanks to the war in Ukraine, Lockheed Martin, the U.S.'s largest defense contractor, has signaled readiness, I'll better believe it, yeah, to boost its production of F-16 fighters as some of Ukraine's allies considering delivering these single-engine jets that were produced in 1978 to Kiev. That's something else, too. I never heard of Kiev before. I wonder when they changed that. It was always Kiev, I thought. Maybe it's just me. So what's the whole idea? You know, so what about these? You know what? These companies that I'm going to name, they go to another country. Or no, better yet, they stay home. They produce, they manufacture items that go to another country. They kill people that they've never met and that they've never heard of. But that's the norm. Ah, oh, that's what we do, is it? Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, Boeing. Oh, Boeing's BDS segment, I'm sorry. You know, defense, security, and space. Defense, space, and security, rather. And you look at what these people are producing. Unbelievable. Combat systems, aerospace, information systems and technology, marine systems for General Dynamics. Lockheed Martin provides military and rotary wing aircraft to all five branches of the U.S. Armed Forces. We have no idea. We have, along with the commercial operators in 40 other nations. Northrop Grumman, one of the leading companies that provides advanced aircraft systems, weapon and mission systems, you know, missiles, munitions, and others, and technology related to surveillance and electronic warfare. $74.4 billion company, just that. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it's like, wow. You know, this is what we do. I've never seen anything like it, and I really wanted to share that. And I'm going to finish with a blunt little story about me, because, well, before that, what I really think we should do is I'd like to share how I grew up. And if I had the song, I would play it. Maybe I'll have the song next time. So long, Mom. I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But while you swelter down there in your shelter, you can see me on your TV. If anybody remembers Tom Lehrer. Unbelievable, the words. You know, although I may roam, I'll come back to my home. Although it may be a pile of debris. You know, remember, Mommy, I'm off to get a commie, so send me a salami and try to smile somehow. Unbelievable. Musician, part of killing. I'll be back next week. Thank you to everybody. The article will be on the TV.com website. See you next week.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.